Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sunday could be a pick. I mean, who knows what's going to happen in terms of the weather. But the Farmington Food Truck Festival is the 28th and the 29th. I think it's 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. is how it goes. And so that's Saturday and Sunday. Set up, make sure of my days. And I want to bring in Matthew Bradley Soulier. Is that, say that right?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
All right, good. Now you run the Facebook page for Connecticut Food Trucks. Am I right about that?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yep. So I mean, how did that come about? I mean, did all the food trucks say, "Hey, we need to get together. We need to organize." I mean, it's great. You can go there and get the calendar for everything that's going on in the state. I just wonder, how does that happen organically? Like, how does that happen?
Yeah, it definitely happened organically. You know, about 6 years ago, a bunch of us food truck owners came together and said, you know, we got to get the word out, you know, where we're going to be and what we do and what we serve. And so we created Connecticut Food Truck Festival's page, and, you know, it's grown to over 23,000 followers plus.
Wow.
Increasing every day.
And what food trucks, like, what do you have for you're an owner, you said?
Yeah, so I have four food trucks myself, and there's about 25, 30 of us, you know, that pretty much follow each other around every week. You know, we add new ones when new food truck owners in the business decide to come on, and I own four myself. We call them the Heaven Trucks. We have a Conehead Heaven Truck, Meat Eater Heaven Truck, Tater Tot Heaven.
Oh, nice.
There's awesome varieties at any of these food truck festivals you go. The greatest thing about all of the ones we do is they're free admission, so it doesn't cost you anything to come. And most of the food truck festivals have, you know, causes to them, whether we just ran the Connecticut Food Truck Battles event down in Naugatuck a week ago. It drew over 30,000 people, and we were able to donate over four truckloads of food to the local Naugatuck food pantry. So
nice.
There's typically a cause that goes along with what we do too. So
before we talk about this weekend and some other things, let me just ask you, how is business?
You know, every week is different. You know, one week it's great, the next week it's down. I guess it's like anything, you know. Of course, for our business specifically, weather always plays the biggest factor and how turnout is and how we do overall as a business.
Now, you usually price on a chalkboard, so you have some variability, right? I mean, how is the cost? We were just talking to, I don't know if you were able to listen, but somebody with the Motor Transport Association of Connecticut, and talking about, you know, basically fuel prices almost doubling and where that cost gets absorbed. How do you handle this incredible increase in your input costs?
You know, over the past 12 months, we started seeing an effect last year when we were actually able to open back up after the pandemic. And just every month it seems that we have to reevaluate our prices. A lot of us have done a really good job, though, and I'm glad you brought it up, because, you know, I walk into local restaurants and such, or, you know, these chain restaurants, and believe it or not, you come to a food truck festival and you look at a food truck price, and the prices are going to be very comparable now to, you know, what you would see going out to a restaurant. But we've been handling it we try not to increase our prices any more than we have to, but, you know, like everything going on right now with fuel prices and, you know, the cost of everything is going up, but we're competitive. We're competitive to the market right now.
All right, we're talking with Matthew Bradley Soulier. He's with Bradley Concessions. He has his own food trucks, Conehead Heaven, Meat Eaters Heaven, Tater Tot Heaven, which sounds phenomenal. it does. What's the fourth one?
Well, now I'm drawing a blank here. Meat Eater Heaven, Tater Tot Heaven, Conehead Heaven, and all my guys are going to get so mad at me here.
Just something heaven. Maybe Bacon Heaven, Bagel Heaven.
Making bacon heaven.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's only so many possibilities.
A truck dedicated to bacon. Thank
yeah.
You.
Well, it's just fine by me. Hey, listen, what's going on in Farmington? Where is it? And give us some details.
Yeah. So this weekend, we have the Farmington Food Truck Festival. It's at 20 Waterside Drive in Farmington. The event runs 11 to 7 Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be 25 food trucks. So we got trucks that are coming from the Big E that participate in there, the New York State Fair, the New Jersey State Fair. It's a great lineup of food trucks. There's going to be music, games for the kids. We're in our fourth annual for Farmington, and it's always a great event, comfortable event, and you know, fingers crossed we have some nice weather. I'd like to mention too, also the Milford Food Truck Festival is going on this weekend down at the Connecticut Post Mall. That actually runs Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Oh, nice.
Saturday and Sunday is 11 to 7, and Monday is 11 to 6. That's also a free admission event. They're going to have over 20 food trucks. And they actually have a nice open-air market as well.
Asking for a friend, is there a beer options? Or
at these two events specifically, they are not. But okay. Other food truck events coming up this year will have that as an option.
So, it sounds great. And, you know, obviously Farmington, right, where our studios are in Farmington. So it's right in our neck of the woods. And so people should go check it out for sure. And again, what do they search on Facebook if they want to find the page?
Yeah, I highly recommend just searching Connecticut Food Truck Festivals. And when you get on the page, you click on events. And you'll see a list of different food truck festivals and other events as well that we try to help nonprofits promote and get the word out to people.
Yeah, last question. Do you have to recruit the vendors, or are they coming to you saying, listen, we want in?
They come to us typically. Yeah, they'll usually reach out to us, especially new guys. And we love giving the new guys in this business a chance to, you know, and try to teach them and help them for their business to grow. So, yeah.
All right. Matthew, it's great to meet you, and good luck this weekend, and hopefully we'll be seeing you and talking to you down the road.
Yeah, I look forward to it. I appreciate the opportunity. Have a good day,
you
all right?
You too, yeah, of course. Matthew Bradley Soulier from Bradley Concessions.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.